Beis, Siman Reishon and Beis, which is based on a Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Masechta Shabbos. We have a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about Shvisas Kelim. Beis Shammai is Machmir, and Beis Shammai says that you're not allowed to soak your cloth in dye on Shabbos. That's called Lishros Diyovis Bisammanim, B'mayim. So that we have in the second line of the Shulchan Aruch over here, that the Shulchan Aruch starts off with mutter, it's permissible. So that's based on the fact that Beis Hillel holds it's permissible. Beis Shammai disagrees. The machlokes in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is a very fundamental machlokes. The machlokes is what is prohibited on Shabbos is what's prohibited for an individual. This is the way my Rabbeim taught. We're going to see that there's one errant Shita that might disagree with this, but the way my Rabbeim explained it to me was that the fundamental machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel revolves around whether you need to do a Maisa Malacha on Shabbos or any time you initiate something, even on Erev Shabbos, then that would also be a violation of Malacha if the Malacha is done on Shabbos. So for example, you're not allowed to die on Shabbos. That's Silveya. So Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to put into the vat a dye, even though you've done it on Erev Shabbos. So Beis Hillel disagrees. So the way that's referred to in the language of the Gemara is Shvisas Kelim. Does your kli have to rest from Malacha on Shabbos or not? But conceptually, that question is really a slightly different question. That question is not whether your kelim allowed to do Malacha, my Rabbeim taught me, but rather the question is whether you're allowed to initiate a Malacha on Erev Shabbos that's going to be done on Shabbos, but you yourself don't do it on Shabbos. The Beis Hillel is a big, big heter. The Malacha is being done. Shabbos Kodesh. It's Shabbos Kodesh. And there's a Malacha that's being done. But because you initiate an Erev Shabbos, the Beis Hillel holds that it's mutter. Zok tehele ge mechaber. Mutter lehaskam Malacha me'er Shabbos amchach shecha. Afal bishen yachal gomrem bod yom. You're allowed to start even though you can't finish. Vihi nigmeres me'ala b'Shabbos. As long as it finishes by itself and Shabbos is mutter. Kigon. Lishros diyov v'samman b'mayim v'im nishm kol Shabbos. V'vasas unin shel pishon letanur. Or to put in wet pieces of flax into a oven, kadeshi islamnu, will become whited. V'vasas tsem letoch hayor shein ala esh v'itucha betit. Shimi ala esh asur shemichata. And you're allowed to heat up wool. The one problem is going to be that if the pot is on the fire, so we're afraid he's going to come to stoke the coals, then it's going to be asur. Afil eina ala esh, imena b'tucha betit, asur shemayag is bakach. And then there's another concern, and that is that you might come to stir on Shabbos. And we're going to learn in Simen Shin Ches that there's a separate prohibition, as well as in Reish Nun Gimel, we're going to get to reference to that shortly, and that is that there's a prohibition of stirring on Shabbos, something that's not entirely cooked. But aside from that, it's going to be mutter. And that's what we're dealing with over here. So this is the fundamental issue. And that is, are you allowed to initiate these malachas? Mishnah Berurah in the first line discusses what exactly malachas are we talking about. Are we talking about lush? Are we talking about salvea? But at the end of the day, that's the discussion over here that is at play. To my chagrin, they quoted an achron that the Shvisas HaShabbos makes reference to that I never heard of before, they being the Dirshu. Shvisas HaShabbos is one of my favorite svarim in Hilchos Shabbos. He quotes an obscure sefer called the Machne Chaim, the Shvisas HaShabbos does, and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and the Shvisas HaShabbos both reject them entirely out of hand. He suggests that the pshat over here is that if the malacha began on Erev Shabbos, then in such a case it's mutter if it will be completed on Shabbos. But what happens if you began, initiate a process, but the malacha didn't begin at all? So then in such a case, he argues that the halacha is that it would be aser. So the Machne Chaim would actually suggest that to set up a Shabbos clock on Erev Shabbos would be entirely aser. So Ramesh is well known to have been machmir on Shabbos clocks. Rav Ozner and the Minig Ha'olam is not that way. Ramosha discusses, maybe there's a separate problem with Zilzul Shabbos, but in Svara, this Machne Chaim is very, very difficult. And like the Shvisa Shabbos from Tzvi Pesach Frank's at South, Bardocha B'Shtei Ayadayim. And they say, no, the Pshad is that Beis Hillel holds that if you don't do the Maisa on Shabbos, then Halacha is it's Heter Gomer. This is part of our Messiah that Rabbi Yosher Ber Salvechik said this to answer the famous Kasha in Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef asks, why is it mutter for a woman or anybody to light candles on Erev Shabbos if Isha Mishum Chitzav? That the Gemara says that when a person lights a fire, there are two ways to look at his culpability. One is that his mamam is mazik, the other is that it's his arrow. So what does it mean it's his arrow? So then means he's done it right now. If he's done it right now, why isn't he chayim on Shabbos? So Rabbi Yosher Ber answered, based on the way we were just mazver this machlokas, beishan and beisil, and the way we came out lahalacha, is that a malacha that's b'sheva al tasa is going to be mutter. That if you're not doing a malacha b'kum v'aseh, but that you, on Erev Shabbos, you initiate it, not like the machne chayim, whether you initiated it and it began before Shabbos, or you initiated it and didn't begin before Shabbos at all. The halacha is that's going to be mutter. And of course, that's our hanhaga in terms of halacha l'maisa, that the minig Yisrael, except for close talmidim or Ramosha, is to use Shabbos clocks. Obviously, many other Yisurim that are involved need to be taken care of, but that's the fundamental issue. Hence, the Mechaber continues, U'motu lifras mitzudas chai v'ofas v'dogim v'hem nitzoydim v'shabbos. You're allowed to set up a trap. However, if you initiate the trap itself on Shabbos, then it's an Isur D'oraisa, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, in Sif Katan Zayin, going on to Sif Katan Ches. We'll talk about Magus more. There's more to say about stirring, but it's not the place. So we'll leave that, even though the Mishnah Berurah does discuss a little bit about that. You'd be chai v'isur D'oraisa, say they point out, from the Mishnah Berurah later on, the Dirshu points out, number 5, that if you set up the trap right before, set up on Shabbos, however, the animal doesn't get caught in it right away. So then that's an Isur D'Rabbanan. That's not the Isur D'Oraisa. It's Seda, in all the examples that we have in Mishnah, it says a human being grabs, in one swoop, he grabs the bird. So then he's Chayv and Seda. But that would seem to say that the classic case of a trap, where a person puts down a trap and the animal is caught in it much later on, that will only constitute Nisr Durabans. The Chazanish discusses, so where do you draw the line? What does it mean? You put down a trap 5 minutes, 10 minutes, what's the line in which it's no longer considered your Maisa? So that's an interesting question. The Mechaber continues, Umutr. You're allowed to sell to a Gentile, therefore when it's close to Shabbos. But he should leave his house due to Marasayin already when it's daytime. It shouldn't appear as if he loaded him up on Shabbos itself. Some suggest that if you designate the place as the Eina Yehudis, so then in such a case, then it appears as if it was already in the Eina Yehudi's house. So Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph points out that in Hilchas Chametz, it's not so pashut. The whole halacha of Yichal Makom Bebeso is not so pashut that's considered the goy's. Just because you tell the guy that he's allowed to use the area. So therefore, we're machmir, as the Ramah concludes, v'yesh lahachmir, and we don't go through this process. So what should be done is that the Kenyan and the Maisa should be complete on Erev Shabbos, so then in such a case it would be mutter for a goy to go out after a business deal was completed. Even if the business deal was completed on Erev Shabbos, that would be problematic. The Dirshu raises along the lines of some of the issues that we've discussed previously the fascinating question in regards to a Maisa Kinyan that's done on Erev Shabbos, but your intention is that it should be Chal on Shabbos itself. This is in the Dirshu number 3, towards the bottom of page 35. So he discusses, what if you do a Maisa Kinyan Erev Shabbos on the condition that it will be Chal on Shabbos? So he quotes that there are some who say that that's mutter. Since you initiated everything on Erev Shabbos, then it should be acceptable. Especially, the truth is, based on the svar that we mentioned above from our rabbi, and there's a lot of room to argue that it would be mutter. However, Rabbi Kiva Egrin, the Ksav Sofer, and the Avnei Nezer are all machmir. And they argue the following svara. It would seem to me that their svara is only on a level of derabbanan, not on a level of deraisa. So there's the isar doing a kinyan is a gzeira. It's a gzeira you might come to write. It's a gzeira of mekach umemkar. So that prohibition of doing a kinyan, if you do it on Erev Shabbos, so then it's going to be permissible. So the argument you want to say is that since he initiated Erev Shabbos, but he wants it to be chal on Shabbos itself. So then in such a case, no problem, because we said that all you need to do is initiate before Shabbos. So they argue, but what happens if the individual would die before Shabbos? So Reuven made a kinyan with Shimon, Almanas, that it's going to take effect on Shabbos. So Reuven's going to sell it to Shimon on Shabbos, and Shimon dies. So then in such a case, the kinyan wasn't chal, because Shimon wasn't alive for time to be chal. So they argue, so that, and that's a raya, that the chalos kinyan takes place on Shabbos itself. So say if the chalos kinyan takes place on Shabbos itself, then in such a case, it would be aser. Now, in Svara, that's not going to be a problem with what we learned before. What we had discussed before was melachos. So Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter has this in the Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, this is what Rav Soloveitchik's Hagdara, that you need you need a maisa to be done on Shabbos. So you could argue, but over here there was no maisa done on Shabbos. So yet here, Rav Shechter, based on Rav Soloveitchik, pointed out that, of course, there are things that you initiate on Erev Shabbos that are usher to do on Erev Shabbos that's going to take place on Shabbos. For example, you're not allowed to set up your pot. We're going to learn this shortly in the Mishnah Berurah Yomi, and leave it on open fire. Shem Yechate Begachon. But you didn't do anything on Shabbos. The answer is that a gzeira is usher to do on Erev Shabbos. A maisa malacha, it's not called a maisa malacha if it's done in Erev Shabbos. But a gzeira, that's the difference, gufa, between a gzeira and a malacha. That's a difference between a gzeira and a malacha derabanan. A malacha derabanan is a malacha that's asr midrabanan. In other words, that it resembles a malacha, and that malacha is asr do on Shabbos. If you would do it on Erev Shabbos, it would be fine. A gzeira is not a malacha. A gzeira is a decree. It's what Rav Shechter taught us is an Isser Matzav. You're not allowed to put yourself in that situation. So it's an Isser Matzav. That you can't do on Erev Shabbos, to put yourself in that situation on Shabbos to have that malacha done. If that's so then in such a case, over here, the kinyan is a gzeira. It's not an Isser Malacha. And what we're saying is that you want to say that you did everything on Erev Shabbos. Not true. Just like the pot is going to be on the fire on Shabbos, and you might be mechate acholim. So too, you want to say the kinyan was done on Erev Shabbos? No, the kinyan wasn't done on Erev Shabbos. Well, haraya, if the guy dies before Shabbos, the halacha is that the kinyan doesn't take effect. So you're doing a kinyan on Shabbos. You're doing a kinyan b'shev al tasa. That doesn't matter because this is a gzeira. So that would be the logic of Rabbi Akiva Eger and others. Finally, the Dirshu concludes with a fascinating diuk from that Reb Chaim Kanievsky has from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah later on discusses, when Mirza Hashem will get there, in Shin Lamites, the halachos of Pidyon HaBen. Of course, we don't do a Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. But the one of the reasons that is given is that maybe you would do a Maisa Kinyan Erev Shabbos on the condition that it should be Chal on Shabbos itself. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because you can't do it, because in such a case, the father would not be able to make the bracha on the pidyon. When's the father going to make the bracha on the pidyon? He can't do it on Erev Shabbos because the pidyon hasn't been done. You don't do a pidyon HaBen on Shabbos, so the Mishnah Berurah says don't do it. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita was medayik, but the Mishnah Berurah didn't say that the problem is that the kinyan can't be chal on Shabbos because it's a problem of a kinyan. So then it's such a case, it's mashma that the kinyan would not be problematic. Rav Moshe Feinstein is mesupik bedover. So there are many giants who are machmir, but this is a fascinating question and also falls back into the general conceptual framework of the sugya Shvisas Kalim, which starts as a big sugya, which ends off with halacha lemaisa, that it's permissible to use Shabbos clocks, provided that many other conditions are followed. But there is no iser, even though an individual initiated the process on Erev Shabbos to have the malacha, a full malacha, malacha d'oraisa done on Shabbos. Nevertheless, it will be permissible. Rav Moshe Feinstein is machmir because of chashos of zilzul Shabbos that many in the olam halacha were not mekalel. It's a collector's item. One of the shitas of Rav Moshe, generally, we give tremendous honorable consideration to Rav Moshe's shitas, even the big chidushim. Rav Moshe has a little bit of chidushim in regards to Erevin, where he's machmir. Many of the world kept Rav Moshe's chumras. But here, this is one of the cases where the world did not keep it. Mishnah Mefureshes, and the most expansive understanding of the heter of Shvi Seske. What time is it?